Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's crossover time, and that means it's a Friday, too, which means crossover sponsored by Atco Pest Control. Let's welcome in Willard and Dibs, and coming up in 10 minutes, the What's Bugging You segment. Hey, gents.
Yeah, what's up, Steiny?
How we doing? Everybody okay after last night?
Yeah, well, Steiny's been a bit under the weather because, I don't know, it feels like for the first time in a while he's emotionally invested.
Those
spunky little Warriors.
Did it get you a little bit last night?
The third timeline.
Just a teeny tiny. Okay. I was like, you know what? It would have been nice if they could have won that game.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have hurt anybody. You know, it's like, Dibs, you know this feeling. You're playing golf.
Yeah.
And you're headed toward your 90.
Yeah.
You're headed toward your 89. You know it. Everybody knows it. You're on 17, and you got a birdie putt. And you miss it. And you're like, why? It wouldn't have mattered.
Nope.
It only means the difference between 89 and 90, but it would have felt so much better. It's like, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? It wouldn't hurt anybody to make it.
How different do you think the conversation is if they had won that game today?
I think only a little bit different because I do think that the rat on the table brought to you by Atco Pest Control is no pods in the fourth, no Kuminga for the fourth, but maybe even before that, and then Kuminga walking off the court, like grinning ear to ear. There are things that even if they would have won that game and, you know, Patty Spence walks into a three to go up five and he's growling and he's swearing and it's like, oh my God, who is this guy? We know who he is, but it's like, he's about to do the thing and then they lose. If they would have won, I do think that the overarching problems would still be there. Like, oh, Draymond's foot and Jimmy and Steph and Al. And, I mean, wow, they have problems.
But don't you think that the vibe would have been, we can handle those problems on a different day?
Little bit.
Like the last possession, to me, brings them back to the forefront because everybody seemed to think the second half was fun. Everybody thought it was
really fun.
Yeah, and everyone thought it was kind of inspirational. But it's like when you go watch an inspiring movie, it doesn't end that way. That's not how you end it. So it kind of... I don't know. It kind of takes the zing out of it, out of the good side of last night.
That's how Rocky ended.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some of one of them. Yeah.
The first one.
Right.
Inspiring.
But, sure.
You know.
Sure.
That's true. Pat Spencer playing the role of Rocky, and it's like, you know, he's there for the 15th round, and then he gets knocked out.
I do think if they win that game, we are talking about. Oh my gosh, that was really good. And but what about those other three? We'll figure that out.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. Yeah. For a day, but this now leads you to questions that are far more broad.
Oh,
I think.
Boy.
I think you're right there. Sort of similar to, you remember like when the Niners beat the Rams and like no one gave them a chance on that Thursday night and then all this crazy stuff happened that's like, yeah, they should have lost the game and the fumble at the goal line and Mac Jones without all these dudes, and somehow they won. And it's like, well, clearly there's a lot of problems with this team, but they still won the game.
Right, but that team at that time also, if memory serves, they come out of that game 4-1. Is that right?
I think it was right after they lost to Jacksonville.
Yeah, so they come out of there 4-1. So you're sitting there acknowledging all those problems, but somehow you're in the midst of being in first place and you've won 80% of your football games and all of that. This, I think, the salt comes back to the wound because you look up and, I mean, you're under 500. You have all these problems and there's nothing that's even temporarily saving you. So, like, you guys aren't wrong. It, like, sure, it last night was what it was, and for the most part, in the moment, that felt kind of good. But I think the fact that the last possession went the way that it did, it pushes the negative in front of the positive immediately. Like, immediately.
Today, absolutely.
Today doesn't feel good. Like, yay. That was fun. But the bottom line is like, we were talking in the other room, what do you guys, like, what do you like about Pat Spencer? What, because he's taken over the week.
I haven't really praised him.
Okay, but he's taken over the week, right?
He tries.
Okay?
He tries.
And so let me take that thought further. I think the reason he has taken over the week and the reason that he's got everyone's attention right now is he's not Pods and JK. We have reached the first time. Those two guys used to be like this two sides of a faux argument. Pods and JK and JK and Pods. We've arrived at a spot where the approval rating on both is under 50%. Everybody's annoyed with both of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's because he helps, not just because he tries. I mean, he was a plus 17 last night. Like, they were right in the game because of him. Against OKC, he was really good down the stretch. And anybody right now that has proven to be a positive on this team is going to stand out. I mean, some of the things that he does, they just don't have. He can put 2 feet in the paint. He can knock down a mid-range. He can at least keep a guy in front of him. I mean, he's doing some things that just feels like, consistently or not, the Warriors as a whole have been unable to do.
Exactly.
But even at that, like, if you want to talk about what he did last night, he gave up an and one to cut it to one, and then he had the inbound pass that he threw away.
Yeah.
So the last two plays that he had in the game were negative, but nobody seems to care because, oh my God, Pat Spencer, the lacrosse guy, he came out of nowhere, and he's the only guy really doing big things. And I do think that it's because of the effort that you can look at those last two plays and think, all right, yeah, Pat, it was a little bit of a lazy and one that he gave up. He got bodied. He chopped down. No need for that. And then the inbounds play, which I'm going to come at Steve Kerr, not only because he's across the country, but like, what kind of a design was that where you need to get the ball in bounds? That's it. The only thing you have to do is get the ball in, and you had two guys running for the same spot, and, you know, Pat panicked and threw it to no one. But that was sloppy.
But you believe that Kerr drew that up that way?
You got to draw something up.
Right, but players can do the wrong thing.
There's
no way that that's what he drew
what
up.
What they drew up was there were no screens. Yeah. And if you want to watch the play again, there was no screen action. There was no, like, I'm going to come get it. And the personnel he had out there was not necessarily, in my opinion, the guys you would want. Like, okay, I want Seth Curry to come get the ball.
Well, there's an issue because you're going to live with the guys who got you there.
Exactly.
But now you find yourself inbounding with five guys who have never played before and may not really know the plays from the position. You know what I mean? No excuse there. I just think that when you look at Gee and Post and Spencer and just, I get it was one game, but Melton. It's like, and then you just, might not be fair, those four guys with Moody, Kuminga, and Pods, I'm like, it's undeniable that the first four guys are tougher. They're just tougher. They're stronger mentally.
Yep.
They're probably stronger physically. Like, they're just tougher players right now.
Yeah, but get the ball in balance. I mean,
No. Yeah. I'm just talking about, that's one of the reasons why you start gravitating to those types of guys is because Spencer's like legitimately tough. He's not a wannabe tough guy. He's tough. You can tell Melton's really competitive.
Yep.
And maybe that's part of the problem is the three guys think they've arrived a little more than they have.
Well, yeah. I'm going to borrow from Guru because one of his go-to phrases is, I'm fighting for my life. And those guys are fighting for their life.
No doubt.
Like Gee Santos, second round pick. Nothing's promised. Pat Spencer, number one overall pick in lacrosse. Quentin Post is like almost 30 and he's like fighting for his career. I think he's 25 or 26. Well,
that's the other thing. Who's thinking Spencer's 29? He's 29.
You know, he's 29?
Yes. He's in his prime.
I mean,
see, but have y'all ever been in that position where, and I would imagine, I don't know, everybody had differing like sort of high school or collegiate athletic careers, but when you are a bench person and you want a spot, what's the first thing? Well, there's two things that those people do really, really well usually. A, they hustle their ass off.
Yep.
And B, they do what the coach says to do because they're trying to get the coach's attention. So what I think we suddenly all gravitated to this week, you know what Pat does on the floor? He's got his head screwed on straight. That's yep. it. That's it. He doesn't have all the talent in the world, obviously, but his head is screwed on straight. He's going out there and he's playing heady basketball. He's thinking on the floor. He knows where the other four players are supposed to be. He knows how to sort of create space on a basketball floor. He is not relying on anything other than this is what we're supposed to do. This is how you break down a defense in basketball. And I think we're craving that right now to the point where Pat Spencer has run the week. What?
I think it's because he also just knows who he is. Like, he knows exactly what kind of player he is.
Sure.
He knows his limitations. Meanwhile, the guys that struggled last night, it feels like they don't really know what kind of players they are, or they're losing confidence in the player that got them to the position they are. I mean, Guy Santos knows exactly who he is, what he can do. Post knows exactly what he's supposed to do. Spencer, Melton, Seth Curry, even Buddy Hield to an extent. I feel like he does some silly things,
sure.
but he I knows mean, what his role is. Like Kuminga, Pods, and Moody, it's like they don't know who they are sometimes when they have the ball.
Yeah, I think that's a great point.
Or and they knew who nothing, they are, and they don't. Like
they don't accept it.
Exactly. Kuminga, yeah. I believe, knows who he is, and the Warriors want him to be something that he doesn't want to be. And that's what I saw last night where, again, Kuminga gets the ball, and it's, I'm going to go ahead and get into the painted area and a step back 10, a little 15-foot early in the clock, an 8-foot, like, forced shot. I think that he knows who he is and who he wants to be, and it's not who the Warriors want him to be. And Pods is the other one where I think that he is, you guys mentioned it earlier about like his minutes are going from, you play a lot to you're going to play some to now you don't play in the fourth quarter because he's either lost or confused or both.
I'm interested in that. The whole like, okay, JK knows who he is, but the Warriors want him to be someone else. I don't know. Like this is maybe the thread between Pods and JK is the exact same. And they have both. Sometimes using different mouthpieces, but they've both stated publicly who they see themselves as being someday is elevated from what most of us think they can ever be, let alone who they are now. And they're out there sometimes trying to prove that.
Yeah, I feel like
that's the agenda that Draymond was talking about two weeks ago.
This is not necessarily born out of selfishness, but right now, Kuminga, Moody, and Pods, when they go out on the floor, they're thinking about their game. They are. They're trying to get on track because they know. When Santos comes into the game or when Spencer comes into the game, they're just going to do those things that they are on the team for to help you win. Like, they don't have – they're not worried about their – you think Pat Spencer cares, like, what he looks like or what the stats are or – You know what I mean? There's a job to do, and they go out and do it, and they're thinking about the team.
I mean, Pat Spencer feels like the only guy on this team that'll take a mid-range jump shot.
And make it.
Well, and make it, but it's like, but he also doesn't, I mean, Kuminga will take a couple dribbles in. Even Pod sometimes, it's like he's thinking about what shot he should and shouldn't take. And then the shots that he's letting fly are just idiotic. I mean, in the first quarter, he misses the first three threes. The third one is there's not a guy 10 feet from him. In and out, misses. All right, you're 0 for. And then he goes straight to the corner, gets the ball back, and chucks it. And it's like, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
And of course, he bricks it almost worse than Drummond from the corner. And that was the worst air ball I saw of the night. But it was like.
Al had a couple.
Yeah, but you're just thinking, why is that the shot that you're taking right now? And so some of the decisions that they're making, in addition to obviously the results, just have you feeling like these guys have all kind of regressed a little bit.
Well, I also wonder about the timing of it all, like, because the timing for them and their case couldn't be worse, which is to say your top three players are all hurt, but your team also just acquired, like, this is what we've been talking about. Seth Curry and De'Anthony Melton both just got acquired. And we've been saying all along, I wonder whose minutes will go away. Well, they need to go out there and prove that they need to keep their minutes, and so far they've had a horrible week proving it.
Yep. All right, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Hey, cold weather doesn't stop ants. They just bring the whole colony indoors. Once they find warmth and food, forget about it. They'll keep coming back until you have a huge problem. ATCO Pest Control eliminates the source and keeps them out through winter. Visit atcopestcontrol.com. I'm sorry, visit atcopest.com. Did they change that?
Hang in there.
Atcopest.com.
Take it up with Ethan.
Mention you heard about ATCO on What's Bugging You, and you'll get 10% off any ant treatment this month.
Good
you
job.
Know all about ATCO Pest Control. I ad-libbed that
way to power through, Steiny.
I can go first then.
Oh, Evan.
I apologize. It's not Wednesday. It's Friday, but I'm a recycle. I did a little bit.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
But this morning, last night was not the first time since 2007 that LeBron James has scored 8 points in a game. I've been seeing it everywhere. They were talking about the last time LeBron James scored, you know, Alan Arkin, God rest his soul, was putting on a great performance of Little Miss Sunshine. Jack Nicholson was starring in The
great
Departed.
Movie.
They're talking, I was in the eighth grade. All of these things have happened since 2007. He scored 8 points in an NBA Finals game.
Ah.
They lost the game. They lost the series. They were beaten by the Mavericks. And I believe no one wants to bring it up because it's the worst moment of his professional career. And no one can talk about LeBron in a degrading manner. And I get that he is one of the greats who have ever lived. Some people may not like him. I love watching him play and have throughout his entire career. But it's not the last time that he scored eight. 2011 was that time, and it brings up a bad moment for a lot of people. And all I'm here to say is it's bugging me that we can't just state the truth. Sorry.
But no,
oh, that's good.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was and nice all job. You have to do is put on in the regular season as the like the writer to that stat.
And that's the asterisk, the little small italicized asterisk at the bottom of all these graphics. And it's
it
like,
is.
Sorry.
No, I mean,
you don't need to apologize.
No.
That's actually what this is all about. You're supposed to say some things that are bugging you.
It's bugging me.
Yeah. Unapologetically. Yeah. You want me to go?
I'll go quick because
go
I love yours.
Well, mine's stupid. But,
is Bay Bridge tolls. And I know that they go up. And I remember, Steiny, back in the day when it was $1 to cross the bridge. And then, you know, the Golden Gate went up to whatever, 3 and whatnot. And that's fine. And tolls go up. And I'm looking here. The Bay Bridge goes from 8 to 8.50. And then on a tiered basis, by 2030, it's going to be $10.50, and then after that, it's going to be $11.50 if you don't have an actual fast track. That's fine, but what they're doing now is the Bay Bridge and the Golden Gate Bridge, you no longer get a carpool discount. starting at the first of the year. So even though it goes up for everybody, the whole thing was like, all right, you got three people in your car, you get a half price toll. It incentivized people to not drive, but that is actually going away as well. So we're just going to add more cars, more pollution, and all the rest of it. And so, yeah, I drive 2 or 3 days a week. I take BART, which is about the same amount of money. Everything's more expensive, but if you're going to make the tolls go up, at least give people like you and I. And you and I were like early hybrid drivers. Remember back in the day where, you know, you had the little sticker and then you got to roll in and you got half price?
Yes, I don't think, like if I'm in the carpool lane by myself because I have an electric vehicle, I don't think I should get a discount.
Agreed.
But if you are a casual carpooler and you purposely put three in the car, then you should get a discount. And then it's a win-win-win because a lot of times when you casual carpool, somebody will just throw you a buck or two.
But there is a way to get around it, which is just simply you take your fast track and you slide it from one to three.
Right, Guru. I get it.
You don't have to have three people in the car. So there's a way to circumvent.
But the point is, coming Jan 1, it doesn't matter. You cheaters can do what you want to do. You still pay $850.
But I'm saying that's kind of the problem.
I think that's kind of why they did it. Yeah. By the way, do people still use a transponder?
That's the thing. I don't even know where mine is.
You use it when you, if you actually have three people and you want to use the HOV lane.
Right, but does the thing even read that anymore? I got into this with, I don't think so.
Again, Mark, if you'd let me finish. If you're in the HOV lane.
You just started.
And I couldn't even get through two sentences. Welcome to Willard and Dibbs. It's officially 2 o'clock.
I only said two sentences myself.
If you're in the HOV lane, forget the tolls. Like, the tolls, you're right. You don't need a transponder.
Yeah, that's my question.
Like the HOV lane where it's like $1.50 to Hesperian, that you actually need to have the transponder to be in those lanes.
Okay, Willard Dibbs, can you lay out for a second?
Probably not.
I can.
No, that my question was just your regular, you cross a bridge, do you need a transponder anymore?
No.
Yeah, I got into this conversation over Thanksgiving with my parents.
No, they just...
Don't drive with your parents.
No, they just...
Anyway.
Should...
Yeah,
up in 2030, you actually do.
My mom doesn't understand.
I got a flight to catch.
She doesn't understand how the fast track people will know if you don't have a transponder.
Yep.
So I'm explaining to her cameras and license plates and accounts, and it didn't go well. Anyway, I'll do mine. I know you've been waiting for this, Dibs.
Yeah.
Evan, you haven't heard this yet.
I haven't.
No, because I came in and told Dibs, Steiny, and Guru on Tuesday. And immediately all three of them looked at me and went, you need to do that on Friday. So how would y'all feel about this? Okay. In fantasy football, you want to be welcoming. It's kind of how Lucas ended up with 16 teams in the 95-7, the game league.
Yeah.
It's too many teams, but whatever. Whatever. We want to be welcoming.
Yeah.
Same thing happened in a league with one of my sons, his friend group, all the dads are like, let's do a little league. The day of the draft, somebody backed out. So you had a 14-team league and somebody backed out.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately was like, what do we do? And he's like, well, we're just going to do 13 teams. And I thought to myself, well, that's probably going to be a disaster. But okay, so bye weeks get instituted. I got week one as a bye, which is already really, really awful. That's just you're all like jacked up and excited, and you get a bye. But then whatever, I have my bye, and then I have a bad start to the league. But then your boy catches a heater, and I win 5 games in a row to make a playoff push. And I've been looking at the standings for 5 weeks in a row. I'm like, I still got these guys. I got these guys. And with 1 week to go, I'm a game behind the guy in front of me for the last playoff spot. And so, boom, Monday morning, we're rubbing our hands together. Tuesday morning, I should say. All right, who do I need to beat? And I log on, and guess who I play this week? I get a bye again.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And I am eliminated because I don't play. How is that? So you tell me, what should I do?
You got two byes and other people got one?
Correct. I got two byes. Everybody else got one.
And he was in a must-win.
And I'm out. It's a must-win game, and there's no game waiting for me.
Nope.
That's Bush.
What do I say to this league? What do I say to him?
You hate to see it.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't know what you can do.
This is probably my last year in the league. or guarantee
that's
me
the dumbest thing I've ever
guarantee
heard.
Guarantee me that I get one. I should get no buys next week.
Is there any
year.
Chicken on the line?
Yeah, that's.
I mean, little chicken.
I mean,
friendly chicken.
Yeah, not a right. Like
that's what you just say. Well,
I'm gonna be okay.
Regular thigh.
I guess there's gonna be 12 teams next year,
right?
Yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
That's brutal.
Isn't that rough? And again, I appreciate y'all because I know nobody cares about other people's teams. I don't want to care. I'm not gonna tell you who I have and
was
all
it
that.
Six or seven teams that get in to the playoffs?
Six.
Maybe you say. Can we make it seven? It's
and unfair. Then somebody gets a bye.
Well, yeah. I'm just like, what?
One bye week.
We got five teams that actually earned an elimination.
Oh.
Why don't you let me play? Like, let me play the dude in front of me or whatever.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. What's bugging me is something that it hasn't happened, but it's still bugging me. And what's bugging me is the younger generation. Evan's generation. What is that? Gen Z? Gen X?
Yeah, I'll take a playoff.
Whatever. Yeah. The 30-year-olds.
He's a Z. Millennials.
Yeah.
The 30-year-olds.
I'm a millennial.
And I'll tell you why. I'm watching Kornheiser and Wilbon the other day, and one of the topics says, happy anniversary, Archie Griffin. And I'm like, Archie Griffin? I remember him. Back-to-back Heisman trophies in the mid-70s. Played under Woody Hayes. They show some footage. It's just taking me back to my childhood when everybody was elevated and you mythologized the athletes that you watched when you were a kid. And I just thought of how Evan always looks down upon the older generation and how he says, these guys ain't any good. And that's why your generation is bothering me, because you have no sense about what's going to happen 30 years from now, okay? When you see something about Steph Curry and your punk son or daughter or a friend of one of your sons or daughters, Curry wasn't that good. Curry wasn't good. Jim Schwartz, the guy who now plays for the Toronto Raptors, he was much better than Curry ever was.
Jim Schwartz? That's a bigger story.
Jim Schwartz Jr., may the Schwartz be with you.
My point is, you won't know this for 30 years.
What are you asking exactly?
I'm asking you to appreciate a generation that may have predated you.
I like to get under your skin. Yep. But you do know that I have reverence for the older generation. You know that I do.
It's
I
called
just,
irreverence.
Just not when I, the irreverence?
Irreverence.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Leonardo DiCaprio. It's a good movie.
But
that's
not
Revenant.
When I'm talking to you. I gotta let you know. Just like you give
what
me crap.
What's going on here?
I'll tell you what's going on here. I gotta get the airport.
He's gotta get a flight.
Generation Beta will be the generation of his kids and Grandy's kids and Lucas's kids.
Wait till Beta comes for you.
I mean,
old
Alpha's
man.
Already in. Alpha's
you
here.
Old man, Beta's gonna be saying, oh, hey, Unc. Hey, Unc.
Steph
Did
Curry
Steph
was
play
a one
in the black
pony.
And white era? All right,
like
guys.
Can we get Jim Schwartz on the show? That sounds like a great story.
He hasn't arrived
I know.
Yet.
He's an all-time great, and his last name is Schwartz.
You watch.
Incredible.
You watch.
Bye, Sandy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.